It's the first day of school, and we are here with Dave Badeau, who is the coordinator, the nutrition... Let's do it again.
Sure.
It's the first day back to school in Barnstable, and we are here with Dave Badeau, district nutritional coordinator for the Barnstable Schools. Hey, Dave.
Hi, how are you?
Going to be a busy day for you.
It's a very busy day already.
So tell me, what's new this year?
We are rolling out many new items. We've got a new pizza that we're working with right now. We're testing it out with the students. We also are doing things, new items like a baked potato bar that we're introducing to the students. We tested a little bit of it last year, and it seemed to go well, so we're going to roll with it this year. We also have a lot more grab-and-go options with the schools, grab-and-go sandwiches, grab-and-go salads. For the kids that really don't want to wait in line and they want to move quick, So those items are also introduced to the students this year. We're also going to be looking at, not right now, but in a couple more months, we're going to get through the opening of school. We're going to be looking at saute stations in the high school and introducing those new stations to the students also.
We are actually physically at Barnstable High School, where two eighth graders just walked in to have their very first lunch, and boy, they had a lot to choose from. But tell me a little bit about some of the younger grades. I believe you have a breakfast program and also have some news from your federal funding on those programs.
Yeah, we're really excited this year because we were able to expand a CEP program. It's a community eligibility program that we have over at High West. What this program does is it offers the students free breakfast and free lunch over at High West, and I was able to expand it over at the Community Innovation School. So all the students over at Community Innovation School now have free breakfast and free lunch. I also was able to, I applied for a grant. I have the past 3 years for a fresh fruit and vegetable program in both those schools, and the government approved that also. So now we have a fresh fruit and vegetable program over on that in both High West and in the Community Innovation School. And what that does is the students are offered 3 days a week a fresh fruit or a fresh vegetable snack later in the afternoon when the tummies get hungry, and it's all funded by federal grants.
And you also have something that was gone for a couple of years. You have a kitchen right outside the window where we're talking. There's a kitchen where a lady is baking 700 muffins. Tell us about that.
Okay, well, it's a baking program, and our baking program went away for many years because of the new regulations. Most districts have a very difficult time keeping up with the regulations as is, never mind having a bakery there. And because the regulations are so strict. Well, we were able to come up with some recipes and look at the items that we wanted to eliminate and what we wanted to start baking our own items into the school. So we currently now offer all of our students, whether it be elementary or secondary schools, fresh baked muffins, fresh baked like banana breads, items that are really driven around breakfast. So we've eliminated all those prepackaged muffins and now have fresh muffins and breads offered to our students in the morning. It's a really exciting program. We're going to be looking at this program throughout this year, since it's been so successful the past couple of years, where we're going to bake our own breads for our sandwich lines for the secondary schools, like our Italian loaves and things like that. So it's really going to be exciting.